I want to talk to you young people this morning, everybody. I don't talk to everybody, but I want to especially target our youth, our young adults, and everybody. Everybody that's young at heart. How many people confess this, that I am young at heart, even though I'm in my teens, my 20s, my 30s, my 40s, my 50s, 60s, 70s, should I go to 80? I am young at heart. I don't think old, I think like the Lord, a renewed mind. He said, though the what? Outward man what? Perishes, but the inward man is what? Renewed day by day. One of the greatest things you could do, and I'm going to talk about it this morning. Again, if you miss Wednesday night, you can pull it up on Facebook and get it. But I want your undivided attention today. And I'm going to read my text again, then I'm going to pick up in Matthew Gospel chapter 5, 14, which is, and that's where we will begin. I'm going to say some things to you. I believe that is so vital, so important. I'm going to share my heart. I'm going to preach the word. If you put up Luke 8:16, again in the Passion. Luke 8:16. And we'll be talking about, again, revelation of the kingdom. And this is what the text says. It's what the text says. No one lights a lamp and then hides it. I know we talked about this before. And I was raised, and so I can identify with this so well, because this is, when I came into the world, I knew myself, that's what we had. I didn't know what an electric light was. I didn't know what a light bulb was. I didn't know nothing about that. I didn't know thing exists. We lived way out in the country. We had a hard time getting a power line into where we live, so we could have. There were, electric lights was available. But where we lived and the situation existed in those days, and we had a hard time getting power into where we live. And people wasn't excited about putting power out there because of the situation, so I won't go into that. But I can remember trying to study, get my lesson by the lamp. Sometimes the glow would get cloudy and sometimes it get smoky. Anybody remember that? You have to take it out off and wash it and clean it and dust and wipe it off. And sometimes you had to wash that soot out of it. It wouldn't just come off. So you could see, and it was so much brighter. And so our lives before Jesus came were sooty, black, dark. We couldn't see. At least we could get a little light from the lamp. But when we was where we were in darkness, we had no light. So Jesus said these words, no man lights a lamp and then hides it. Are y'all in the house today? I didn't come to this world so I could be hid and kept from people. I came to reveal the truth of God's word. That's what he came for. So many things we go through, put up with, suffer with, tussle with, and all the other stuff we do with is totally unnecessary. But when you follow the wrong instruction or follow the wrong things, you got the wrong thinking, wrong attitude, wrong approach, no commitment, not being committed to true life that come from God, you'll go through many things in life and suffer loss, suffer pain. You will be miserable, and some people, when they get miserable, they want everybody else around them to be miserable with them. Are you here? But Jesus came so we could live. I don't care if we're young or old. That's really, I'm so glad I found that statement. I'm in my full set of 20s. I'm just not going to get old. I know my body's slowing down. It'd be hollered at me, hey, you need to stop, sit me down. I said, get up, let's go. And because I don't do foolishly, but I refuse to be still. I'm not going kicking my recliner back and sit there all day. I won't do that. I won't do that. So Jesus said, no one lights a lamp and then hides it. Cover it over, or put it where it light what won't be seen, right? He said, nobody do that. No. The lamp is placed on a lampstand, so the others are able to benefit from it. Brightness. So others can do what? It benefit from, you know, I was talking about myself being able to get my lesson and by that lamp. I had some brothers and sisters, they was able to benefit from it too, because they were there too. So God want your life to flourish. He wants you full of joy. He wants you full of peace. He wants you prosper. He wants you to have more money you can spend. Did y'all hear what I said? If you got more money you can spend, you have to give it away, because you can give away more. You can. Have you ever had more food in your on your plate that you can eat? Have you ever raised a garden that had more you could put up? You could give it away. So God wants your life full of all of his goodness. See, you got to understand, the Lord provided good. Everything good, God did it. There's nothing bad he did. And he want you to have all that he provided. But if you listen to all the other sob stories, religious ideas, men's philosophy, and their kind of thinking and teaching, they'll make you think God put that on you to teach you something. God may put you down. No, he didn't do that. He redeemed you so you can be free from all of that. But because we get the wrong information, we make wrong choices. Amen. We make wrong decisions. We get involved with wrong people, and we pick up habits, and the flesh will lead you into places you don't ever want to go. I'm going to say it again. Your flesh will lead you and get you in the place you don't ever want to be or go. And it tell you so much fun, you get in there, you say, I didn't know it was going to be this much hell.